Thursday, Throwback Thursday. Tonight we have High Five in the building, the official High Five R&B group from the 90s. They will be calling in shortly. And, of course, it's Throwback Thursday, so we're going to give you a couple of Throwback Thursday old school jams. If you're not following us on Twitter, make sure you follow us at craze_radio, and that's craze with the K, _radio. And like us on Facebook at facebook.com/crazeradio. It's always a K. I am Christy Love, and you can follow me at Christy Love NC, and that's KristyLoveNC, and the NC is for North Carolina, of course. The call-in line, if you're listening online and you want to call into the show, is 646-200-0883. Make sure you press 1 if you want to talk to me or the guests whenever they arrive, okay? And like I said, I'm Christy Love. It's Throwback Thursday, and we're going to go ahead and get into it. This is Shanice Wilson, The Way You Love Me.
It always seems so hard to talk about it. Something about the way you make me feel. Make me know that I can't do without it. Make me know that love is oh so real.
High five, favorite girl. Let's get it.
What is the 4.0?
Oh.
That was my
grade point average, actually.
Oh, so we got a nerd on the line. That's so awesome.
A nerd with swag.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Superman.
Okay, and who else we got?
This is Farouk Evans representing Long Island by way of New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? Everybody stand up. The world stand up.
Hey.
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey.
So Farouk and Tristan, y'all like old homies by now, okay? But let me get to Mr. Billy Covington. Where'd you come from?
Yeah, me and Farouk gonna lay low. You go ahead, get on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where'd you come from,
Why y'all
Billy?
Do that? me and Farouk grew up together.
Okay.
And we have been singing for a very long time. We've been in some, you know, same shows and been in groups previous to being in the High Five. So when High Five and Trust was putting everything back together, and you know, they felt they needed another tone and texture. I got the phone call. And I was honored to be a part of that situation. So
okay, so you already was familiar with everything, you know, the group that was going on and everything. So.
Yeah, I mean, I was familiar with the group, the return of the group, you know, when
mm-hmm.
it started, you know, because Farouk confided in me for a lot of advice.
Okay.
So he called me before he even got in the group and was like, yo, what do you think I should do? I'm like, man, that's legendary, man. If you can get in there and put your footprint on something. By all means, if it's a good situation, get into it. So, and then you know later on down the road, he brought me in.
Okay, well, welcome to High Five. I approve.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm honored.
As long as you approve, we good then.
That's what I'm saying. I approve. Y'all have the Christy Love stamp, so you know that's
all right. We good.
Really
that's what's
up. But we're coming from three albums, a greatest hit albums, oh my God. Tony's attempt, you know, to do the group back with different people, of course his untimely death, and then we heard nothing from High Five until now, you know, these recent years reassembling. Who was that one person that said, okay, it's time to do it, let's get back to it?
Trust.
Yeah, I happen to be the one that was blessed with the vision. To you know, to understand what the fans were asking for, you know, just prior, you know, I was out there doing my thing, and you know, when I was doing shows, all the fans used to say, "What's up with the rest of the people, man? What's up with the rest of the people?" So I was like, "Ooh." I said, "Matt, yo, high five." I said, "Oh, they chilling." I said, "Man, you need to get them back, man. We want to get high five." I said,
everybody.
But all right. Yeah, so they kept on saying it over and over and over. And then finally, it clicked. Like, yo, I need to call Marcus and be like, yo, Mac, yo, we need to do this, son. So I did it. And then he was like, yeah. He was like, yo, call Gil. I was like, all right. So we called Gil. I said, yo, Gil, you down? We down. Gil said, yeah, I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Then God bless us with Farouk. Turn, bless us with Billy. And here we are right now with the new team, our father TV.
So, okay, August 2014, it's been 7 years since Tony's death. And let me just say, like, Tony's voice was infallible, like, so, you know, so awesome in this myth. But I just want to say y'all do a hell of a job to keep, like, his musical legacy going. You honor him, you know, as brothers would. And I feel like that seven-year anniversary is kind of like that spiritual, godly number. So I think that this is it. This is, like, perfect timing for y'all
that's
to pick up the pieces.
My license plate. That's
and
on my license
forward.
Plate. Number 7.
Really? See? Here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
And so,
great,
I mean,
y'all.
Like, I appreciate everything. Like, kudos, shout-out, high fives, and everything. I think this is it. This is, like, the perfect unit for high fives. And it's like, up from here, for real.
I pray that it is, and we appreciate that from the bottom of our hearts.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was great, man.
They asked me
that
I'm going to change
the ticket
seat on my flight, man. My seat is number 7 tomorrow.
Oh, wow. This is, like, so
wow.
awesome.
You may have to keep that number, man. You may have to keep that seat.
Yeah. I
did. I ain't changed it. I booked my. I'm straight. I'm thin. Who that, Billy? Yeah. Okay,
that's
so
cool.
High Five the EP. It's just the EP. We got 5 tracks on there. Is that like is this like the prequel to the official album that will be coming later?
Already. You already
know.
Is that right, Billy?
Yes, ma'am. We getting it in. The whole album is coming.
Okay. I'm glad y'all getting
awesome
it
record.
In. And congratulations for being on Unsung last night. Like
oh,
how
thank
awesome
you.
Was
that? Great show.
Man, that was a great feeling. Did you see the show?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I saw 2 seconds here and 3 seconds there. I'm going to tell you why. Because I know
what?
I saw...
Are you kidding me?
Wait a minute. Listen now. I have a valid...
Oh, wait a minute.
Listen to me.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Yo, she didn't see it, bro. She didn't see it.
I saw bits and pieces of it, okay? I'm trying to explain to you, Tristan, why I didn't see the whole show. You going to listen or not?
All right, go ahead. Spread
mm-hmm.
the world.
I told y'all last year when y'all were on Crazy Radio that I only had basic cable, okay? I don't have TV points, right? So, what I had to do, because I ain't feel like going over nobody else's house at that time of night laying on nobody's couch, what I had to do was I had to find a website that could stream where I could stream.
You already know you did it in your home. You know you did it in your home right
you
now.
You see it, right?
I had to find a website where
hey,
I
yo,
could stream
hey,
the
yo,
show,
yo,
and it was just, like, not
music,
working.
Man. Yeah, where's the violin?
Oh. Well, I was there in spirit, okay? I was there in spirit, and I was on Twitter retweeting everything from everybody, so I made up for not seeing the whole episode, okay?
No doubt.
We're gonna let it slide this time, but next time, you owe something, man.
Yeah, I think I'm going to just have to break down and order me some digital cable. Like, Lord have mercy. Some extra $40 is killing us, fool. Okay,
so
Unsung last night, oh, my God, the fans was like, it was overwhelming kind of, like, between Facebook and Twitter. Like, everybody was going crazy. Everybody, they aunties, they mamas. Was reminiscing to what they was doing back in the day when the songs came out. So it was like so awesome just to be in the midst of all that. And the EP dropped the day before. Did y'all do that on purpose?
Actually, we didn't. The EP was scheduled to drop on the 12th.
The 12th, right.
iTunes was getting so many, you know, calls and mm-hmm. you know, messages about when it's going to come out. They gave us a little early release.
Yeah, man.
It happened to be on the 5th.
That's
good.
I know it. Okay. So how was that whole experience, though? And how long did it take them to film all of that?
It took about 5 months for them to put that together.
Oh, wow.
6 months. Because they film other shows. They film like a whole season, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But for us, since everybody was like scattered around,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? It took about 5 months. About 5 months. Yep.
Were you on that, Billy? I didn't see all of it, Billy. Was you included? You made it, right?
Last 5 seconds. If you caught the last 5 seconds, we was on it.
Okay.
Yeah. But she
probably
didn't, though.
I did. Okay, Tristan, there you go again.
I'm sorry.
All right,
you know, it was more a history lesson. It was more a history lesson about High Five, you know, what it was and up to now. You know, that's a history lesson. It wasn't about us. We just part of the rebirth of this legacy, man, you know, so... You know, we're on it. You can see us. We dancing. We, you know, in a circle praying with the boys.
And that's important right there. You know what I'm saying? To be in that circle praying, you know, that's what it's all about. And, you know, these brothers here are two talented brothers that, once again, that the Lord has blessed us with. So, you know, we're fortunate and we're happy to have them.
Hey, man, cut that out. I'm trying to make us misty-eyed,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Well, no. And that's man, real, Preston, because...
I'm keeping it 100.
Yeah.
I want y'all to feel from the heart. What's up from the heart and stuff from the heart. You did it?
True that.
That's real. I'm glad you said that. I was watching a live performance. I forgot where it was. But Farouk was doing, you know, like one of Tony's parts or whatever. But I was like, oh, my God. It was like you could kind of feel a spirit through Farouk's voice. Like, I was like, oh, my God, this is just more than him singing.
You see, that's perfect that you said. I'm gonna let Farouk elaborate more on that, and I'm gonna go ahead and after that. But it's amazing that you said that because, you know, that's, go ahead, Farouk. I'm gonna let Farouk get on. That's Farouk right there. Go ahead. But it's amazing that you said that. Go ahead, Farouk.
Oh, man, I can't even really explain that. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we spoke about this before. You know what I'm saying? And it's like he's our sixth man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like when I'm up there and I'm doing my thing, like he's right there with me. And
yeah,
it's amazing at how many, like when we see the fans and all that, like, yo, they just look at me like wow. Like,
oh my God,
I'm about to cry. Even when we was in where was we at? Wait, Trust, where was we at?
Virginia.
But the,
that's
yeah,
Virginia, where it was. Yes. It was like an outside concert.
When I sang it and I didn't know because I'm not gonna front when Trustin uh-huh. talked to me, the first thing he said was, "This is a hard cross to bear." That's the first thing he said to me. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't necessarily because people thinking I'm trying to be like him.
Mm-mm.
But because of the fact that they miss him.
Yeah.
But that day, when I sang the kissing game at the beginning, you know what I mean, when Trustin was talking and he said he was singing like this and I sang it and he gave it back to me, it was a wrap. That day is when I knew I belonged in this group.
You know,
this was no longer your group. That day became our group. I was like, nigga, this is our group. Word up. But you know what? You gotta treat it like that because that's what family does.
And that's what it is, and it's a great thing, and we feed off each other really well. And you know, just to elaborate on that, you know, when Farouk hit that note,
mm-hmm.
I swear before God, yo, God's my witness, the whole crowd, they swear they think they hear him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying?
Mm-hmm.
The whole crowd, they get misty eyed, they start crying, you know,
oh my
because
God.
They swear that Tony's is on the stage. But guess what? For us. He's on the stage.
He's
right there with us. And when we sing Kiss Again, you feel him in the house.
You
he's
do.
In the house.
Every time.
So
yeah.
Shout out to all the promoters out there. You know what I'm saying? We come to sit deep.
Oh, my God.
No doubt.
It's just amazing that we just happen to be talking about that same performance. So you really, really know what I'm talking about. That was the same thing because I can tell you the outfits and everything. You know, and
yeah.
That was it. That did it for me. I was like, oh my God, Farouk, you the shit. Okay. I'm going to need to get myself together. So tonight.
Yeah, man. I mean, just to elaborate real quick, just to keep it funky, you know, real spanky funky. It's mm-hmm. like when the first time I heard Farouk, and I think we went through this the first time we did an interview. I'm going to say it again just in case somebody wasn't there. First time I heard Farouk, it was amazing. I immediately got chills.
Mm-hmm.
I immediately got chills on my arms and my everywhere. No homo, you know what I'm saying? But I got chills, man, real talk. And it was when I got them chills is when I was like, this is the blessing. Yes. This is a blessing because, see, I wanted to, because it's very important for me to get that tone. I'm talking about the tone as in, and the voice texture. Like, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very important for us to get that because we have to keep the essence of what it is that made High Five that High Five sound. You dig what I'm saying? So we wanted to make sure that, once again, we didn't want to come off crazy and sound totally off for the fans to be like, huh? You know?
Yeah. You couldn't have somebody leading a song that sounded like Luther.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? See,
kiss
again. You know, it's
kind of,
it won't work.
Right, and when you get that,
yeah.
You're like, man, y'all get your asses on stage.
You know, so once again, you know, that was the blessing, man. So, like, in all the songs that we do, we even record it kind of like the same way we recorded it. You know, where we used to record, you know what I mean? Not using a lot of the tricks and stuff that they use now. And the fans want that traditional R&B sound.
Right.
So we try to keep it like that. You know, we try to give them the R&B sound, the thing that it is that they're looking for, that everybody's looking for in R&B music. Ain't that right, Billy?
Yes, sir. That's how we get down.
Absolutely.
And you know something? I feel like, and this is... And this is from the heart, and I don't want nobody to get all, you know what I mean, mushy, but I feel like I really owe Tony Thompson a thank you, man, because even through, you know what I mean, our solo careers, like, you know, I did a lot of stuff, you know what I'm saying, like Florida State and, you know what I'm saying, Waldorf Astoria and a bunch of other crap that I did, but nothing was to this magnitude. I feel like he gave me my chance to make it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, when I see my kids crying and my father crying and my mother crying and happy, it's like, I'm not even gonna bullshit. Oh, we on the live, right? I'm not even gonna kid you.
Yeah.
I thanked him.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, yo, like, this is wild. This is really wild. And through Tristan, you know what I mean, through Tristan's motivation, you know what I mean, even after him going through his personal, you know what I mean, trials and tribulations and everything that went on through the group, even through being, you know, damn near buried in the dirt, he is responsible for the resurrection.
Yes.
He's responsible.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what's up. Wow. Easy, y'all. Come on, man.
It's the real, man. That's real.
It's the real, man.
Yeah.
That's love, man.
All right.
Love is love.
Before this turns into Thursday night prayer service.
I gotta play the pass, y'all.
I do too. Okay. So, tonight we are debuting It's Nothing, brand new single from High Five.
All right,
yeah.
Yeah, Kevin, you ready to introduce it? You gonna let us introduce
it? Do it. Drop it.
Go ahead, Billy, introduce it, dog. Yeah, Billy.
Man, this is, you're on live with High Five, and this is our new single, It's Nothing. It's going down. Y'all get it on iTunes, man. Let us know if you love it. We love it.
Word up, because it's nothing. That's how we do it.
Like a real woman should, and I will give the world if I could. See, we can argue all day, but at night, it's back to making love all the time. Can't hide the attraction inside, and I can't even front if I try, cause she knows just what I like. Come on, up against the wall.
I'm 37 going on 28, and you do not have to say ma'am to me, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Yo, that's crazy, son.
Okay, but let me, like, real quick, because, you know, I know y'all, I'm taking up too much of your time. Real quick, tell me about Drop featuring Chris Rivers. Like, who wrote and produced most of the songs on the EP?
Drop was produced and written by myself and Brian Adams again.
Okay.
And we had some you know, a little bit of extra co-production with Sheldon again. So it was really great to work with Chris, man. Actually, what's really funny is I met Chris when he was a lot younger.
Okay.
And in the actual session that Donnell did with Pun, the It's So Hard record, Sheldon actually was the engineer on that record. So I met Chris when he was a youngster. And it was just cool to have it come full circle and him bless us with a verse on our record. So it was really neat.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's cool. The offspring, you know, the offspring of a legend on there, you know. And, you know, he got a good following, and he's out there doing his thing right now, you know. So be on the lookout for Chris Rivers. He's out there. He's coming. He's there. Yeah.
Okay, wait. Chris Rivers, that's Big Pun's son?
Oh.
somebody's playing.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to keep you guys much longer. Just, all right, I know you're touring and on the road. You're going to Cali tomorrow, right?
Yep, going to Cali. We got a show in Cali this weekend, and then we got September 5th in New Jersey, September 6th in New York. If y'all want to know what our schedule is, go on to BronxMostWanted.com. You can also hit us at Official High Five. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All Official High Five. It ain't official, it ain't us.
Okay.
That right.
And how can they reach you for booking and so on and so forth, just through your Twitter? And
Holler at my 917-751-4799. That's the number.
Okay,
that's the real number, too.
Give that number out again.
917-751-4799.
All right, y'all, that's it. High Five is back.
All right, awesome, man. Thank you for having us.
Thank y'all.
We appreciate
bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, y'all. It's always fun.
All right, y'all, that was High Five back for the second time. And they are busy. We didn't have as much time with them as we did the last time, but any time we have with them is just a blessing altogether. So shout out and kudos to them. I think it's an awesome connection. I think this is it. Like, this is the real deal this time. So make sure you follow them on Twitter, Official High Five, and Official High Five on Facebook, and connect with all of the guys, their individual Twitters. If you go to our player page, you can actually get their information. And of course, the EP, High Five the EP, is on iTunes. So you can check that out. And this we're actually going to play This Love, the song that we're just talking about, and we'll get back to this Throwback Thursday. I'm Chrissy Love, and this is Crazy Radio.
interested in getting into the hair industry? Luxury Hair Direct offers you the opportunity to start your own hair business, selling the finest Virgin Remy hair from Malaysian, Cambodian, Brazilian, plus more. This company provides you with all the tools you need to be successful, all while looking great. Visit fancy.luxuryhairdirect.com. Click join now and become a distributor today.
Hershey, LJ, Baby Boy, Face, meets Teddy Riley. Check the profile. Remix. TR. Yo. Royale. Profile. Let me hear you sing. Go.
Tell me why did you do this to me? After we made plans for family, and you swear you would bear my child, all the while you were out running wild, with your friends spinning all my ends, and I caught you screaming, ooh, I'm with him. I think it's time I let you know, you can go, that's the door. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the dog, the kids, and the dog. I want it all. You're nothing but a liar, a cheater, a deceiver, heartbreaker, and I won't let you back in my life. So I'm taking the house, the dog, the kids, and the dog. And call me his name. Please don't explain. You go your way and I'll maintain. Don't worry, the kids are okay. Just remember you made it real good.
I'm nuts, feeling sick off the fact you're hitting them guts. And when I'm gone, you giving it up. What's the meaning of love if I can't hold you and believe in the trust? Giving up, girl, this is the flux. Deeper than cuts when I'm sitting alone and I'm thinking of us. I want it all, you can leave on the bus. Ain't nothing left to discuss. I wanted to be that one that holds you and mold you. Then you let another player stroke you. It's so true that hearts get broke in this game of life. Had you set, but yet first name the price. And it's nothing, life is life, I know that now. But I'm cool, that's my son, I owe that child. I need your crib, car, your dog, you so damn foul. And by the way, let me hit it before you go back out. Come on.
Understand what this is. Bring that back.
Sharifa, where you at, baby? Let's go.
Need somebody that's real gangster. Toy soldier, a real gangster. Hey, yeah. Holding me down like you mean.
king of all kings, I'm your favorite rapper's idol. Hey. I've been had the title. Call me Hot 16 with more verses than the Bible. 15 bank accounts, 10 different businesses, 5 different lawyers, tell them what the business is. I live down the block, was raised up the street. Won't beef, I'll do like summertime and raise up the heat. I'm the leader of the pack, plus I'm still in the slum. Man, I was built for it tough, I'm as real as they come. But fake thugs love to hate, some punks be ice drilling me. Cause I get the jack, assets, no liabilities. Now to infinity, grown women be filling me. And they ain't got nothing to lose but they virginity. Still the lover, lover, so give me a couple rubbers. I'll get them in a room and loot them, make them stutter like.
That was Sharifa featuring Ludacris. I Need a Boss, a throwback from 2000 and something. I don't remember. Ludacris has been in the news for a couple of days, too. Something with his daughter and then some other rapper or basketball player or something talking trash about him. You can check out MediaCraze.me and see what's going on in entertainment news. This is the end of our show. I want to say thank you to High Five for coming through. Shout out to Raphael and Debbie Eagle for setting that up for me again. And make sure you go and follow them on Twitter at Official High Five, Official High Five on Facebook and Instagram. And, of course, go to iTunes and get that new EP, High Five, the EP. And a new album is coming sometime in the near future. So once again, thanks and shout out. And make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at ChristyLoveNC and Craze_Radio, Facebook.com/CrazeRadio. And if you go to www.CrazeRadio.com, and this is just between you and I, don't tell nobody else, this is exclusive. I got a little treat waiting for you over here. So go and check that out. We have great news coming in the future for Craze Radio, and I will be sharing that with y'all in the next coming week. So shout out to everybody that tuned in, whether you were online. I forgot to open up the chat room. I'm so sorry. Whether you were listening on the phone, I see you. I appreciate you. Thank you. And I'm out.